Hey Sherry, welcome to Beyond the Numbers. I'm thrilled that you are here. To kick us off, why don't you share a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hi, Amy. I'm a WordPress web designer and email strategist. I help businesses book more clients online. Thanks for having me.
Now, today we're going to talk about optimizing your website and how you've done that and how having a clear call to action on your website has increased leads and traffic for you. So let's talk a little bit about that and what makes it a clear call to action, how you know that's in place.
Okay, so that's a good question. I had a one-page website for years. It was only until last year that I actually added another page. I think that people think they have to have their website completely built and they need a lot of traffic to make their website work, but really simple is better. You only have 10 to 20 seconds to grab someone's attention when they land on your page, any page, but we're talking specifically that home page. But yeah, you only have 10 to 20 seconds before they decide if they want to leave. And you need to make sure that what they see is going to grab their attention and make them want to continue scrolling. You know, what I see too often is that we talk a lot about our elevator pitch. You know, what would you tell someone you do and how you help them if you only had a few seconds with them in the elevator? But then when we go to build our website, it's like we throw the elevator pitch out the door and we want to complicate things and put a ton of stuff on the website, and it confuses the viewers and they're kind of left in that, you know, decision paralysis of not knowing if you're going to be a good fit for them or not. So the truth is that your website can be your best salesperson, even with low traffic, if it's built the right way. Remember, I had a one-page website for years and I've been booking clients. These are the five things that I would recommend to anyone who's looking to book more clients online. Number one, you need clear and compelling messaging. Avoid long blocks of text. And don't just list your services on your website. You want to focus on speaking directly to your ideal client's needs and their pain points before you come offering your service as their solution. Second, I would make sure that I have a strategic lead capture, or an opt-in form as it's also called. You need a lead magnet on your website to collect email addresses. Not everyone is ready to buy right now, but you might have intrigued them enough with a well-placed opt-in form that they're willing to give you their email address in exchange for something. So now you can continue the conversation later, and through your email funnel, you know, you can turn casual visitors into leads. Trust builders, number three. So these are things like case studies, testimonials, and other authority markers. You know, maybe you've been mentioned in the media. You have outstanding client results. You know, these will warm up a visitor without a sales call. And even before they get on the sales call, they feel like they already know you and they can trust you. Fourth is a conversion optimized layout. All this is a simple, clear navigation and an intentional user journey, making it easier for your visitors to take action. Your website needs to also be mobile optimized because we are a mobile first marketplace. Fifth, you need to nurture beyond the website. The role of a follow-up system is to keep people engaged even after they've left your site. This is a solid, where a solid email nurture sequence can come into play. So now I've got your wheels turning. Let me remind you that as someone who builds websites and writes copy for both website and email funnels, these updates cannot be done in a day. But if you want to make some quick changes and some quick fixes to your site, I have a checklist available that contains five quick wins to make your website your most valuable player on your team. Most of these you can implement in a weekend. You can grab that download on my website at savvysherry.com/quickfix. Savvy is SAVVY, SHERRI, and then quick fix, all one word. Thanks so much for having me, and I hope that you are able to make your website your most valuable player.
Your action step / reflection for this session. Where could you possibly optimize your website a little bit better? Especially when it comes to messaging, I feel like this is always an area that we are fine-tuning, so it might be time to tweak or update something on your website. I know personally, I go through and update core areas of my website quarterly, or at least ideally quarterly, right? Now, you've got the strategy, let's make sure it actually works. Because if money stress, fear, or second guessing keep slowing you down, it won't matter how good your marketing is. If you're ready to clear the resistance, stay in motion, and finally see consistent results, I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycirca.com/unstoppable.